KSRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Some 18 deaths now are being attributed to tornadoes that raked across the nation's midsection.
The powerful storm started in northern Texas with heavy rains and fierce winds. Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington says a number of people were found dead in his community, three together at a torn apart home in Valley View.
There's nothing left of this house. It's just a trail of debris.
A highway had to be closed with tractor trailers flipped over, and a rest area building was destroyed, with dozens of people seeking shelter inside. At least two people were reported killed in Arkansas.
Unfortunately, more storms are expected.
David Bonnet at the National Weather Service says this is the peak of tornado season.
Just kind of the pattern when you get to the late spring transition in the summertime.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the election just 161 days away. Jim Talon thinks now's a good time for former President Trump to release a list of names that he'd appoint for various national security positions.
When you're in the president's position, you're doing two things. You're wanting to win the campaign, but you're also thinking, well, I want to govern, you know, well as I can afterwards. So I would not put out a list that locks him in, but I think putting out a list of the kind of people he would appoint would be a very good idea.
The former senator was interviewed this past week on the Salem Radio Network, adds that Democrats may be just wasting their time if they're hoping to improve their chances in November.
I think this has developed into a situation where if Trump gets convicted, it doesn't help them politically. But if he gets acquitted or there's a hung jury, I think it could be very bad for them. So what they thought was going to be a really good political maneuver, I think, has become one that is at best sort of a neutral thing for them.
SRN News. A warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. And Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study reveals 80 years after the Holocaust, some 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living in more than 90 countries, about half in Israel, while 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the U.S., and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began, and their median age is 86 years old. This is SRN News. Time for the annual Spelling Bee.
28 of the last 34 Scripps National Spelling Bee champions have been Indian American. Officials say the experience of first-generation Indian Americans and their Spelling Bee champion children illustrates the economic success and cultural impact of the nation's second-largest immigrant group. This year's Bee gets underway Tuesday just outside of Washington, and as usual, many of the kids are Indian American. Jason Walker reporting.
There's a bill before California lawmakers that would require new cars sold in the state by the year 2032 to beep a warning whenever drivers exceed the speed limit by at least 10 miles an hour. The proposal likely, though, could impact all new car sales in the U.S., as the bill now heads to the state assembly for their consideration. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.